Hi, this is Natalie Lussier, and welcome to Expand Your Reach and Get More Subscribers, Module 3, Your Offer. Here's what you're going to learn in today's training. The first thing is going to be the key factors that you need in place to ensure that you'll convert visitors into subscribers so that you're not just wasting your time getting traffic that kind of floats by with nothing to show for it. I'll also talk to you about the top website plugins to use so your website does all the work for you, and why your web copy might be repelling ideal clients and how to woo them instead. The first thing I want to talk about when it comes to your offer is the importance of reverse engineering it. So think about the current products and services that you sell, and then decide what your free offer should be to join your email list. You don't want to create an offer that repels people, because obviously you want them to join your list and the end goal is to get them to become customers or clients of yours. So you need to ensure that it leads to more sales or educates them on why they need to hire you or buy your products. So you want to think about what you're offering. So if you're giving away a chapter or a piece of your paid product or book, make sure that you add some marketing to it and really give people a reason to stay on your list and also to hire you or work with you. And we're going to talk about this in terms of products, even physical products. So just think about what it is that you sell, and then you can decide what it is that you can offer for free. So yes, what you give away really impacts your conversion rate. So you can give away training via information marketing like audio, podcasts, videos, written information like ebooks. But the really important thing here is that if you're going to be giving training, you have to make sure that you're not overwhelming people with the amount of free training that you're giving so much that they don't even want to buy your paid versions. So you want to give your best stuff and as much of it as possible, but in a way that also leaves them hungry for more. You can also do more done-for-you type things like templates or spreadsheets, shopping lists if you have a food blog or something like that, planners, software, checklists. All of these are great because the person can just start using them right away and it takes a lot of the hard work out of it for them. You can also go with live things, so live webinars or even recorded webinars. You can do live parties, Ustreams, and live streams on the web. All of these are great because they are time specific. You can also turn older products that are no longer as fresh, or that maybe you just can't really justify selling anymore because you've upped your game so much, and you can turn those into free content that people can get when they opt in. You'll definitely want to make sure that you're still aligning with the stuff that you want to sell, but that's definitely another idea if you don't have a lot of time to put into creating free content. Another thing you can also do is turn your existing blog content into something that people want to opt in for, but definitely be careful and make sure that you're actually giving them a lot of good value. You can also provide free physical goods. So it obviously depends on your business model and your profit margins. So you want to make sure that you're not sending out tons of CDs and wristbands and samples that you're not making any money. But if you know how much a lead or somebody who joins your list is worthwhile to you, then you'll be able to decide how much you can afford to spend to get that person on your list. You can also offer discounts and coupons for first-time buyers. And I do want to give a little warning on this one. You want to make sure that it's phrased in such a way that you don't get people who are only interested in buying things on sale. So if you offer freebies or if you offer things that are super discounted, you might be attracting people who are only looking for discounts and might not be your best customers. So when you do have a physical product, do not only think about coupons and discounts. You can also have educational information about why they would want to buy your products, and discounts are not the only way to get them to join your list. You can definitely hint at them, and you know, everyone loves a little discount here and there, but also provide something that will educate them on the value of what you offer so that they're happy to pay full price for your products. So here's an example of someone who actually sends a physical CD in the mail. So this is clientattraction.com, and she sends an audio CD to everybody who opts into her email list. So obviously you have to go to the next step and then she'll ask you for your address. But that's basically been, I think, a couple of years that she's had this offer, and it seems to convert well because she's still using it. The benefit of using something physical is also that they have this reminder physically in their space. So it's not just another ebook collecting digital dust, but it's actually physical. So, you know, they'll probably put it in their car, their CD player, their computer to actually listen to it. So here we have Clay Collins, and he's offering 8 free landing page templates. And the reason I like this one so much is because he's offering something that people can start using immediately. In fact, you might probably want to go over and grab these as well. So if you search for Clay Collins, you'll find these 8 free landing page templates that he has for people who want to grow their email list. So people who are looking to grow their list are his ideal customers because he has software that helps you grow your list. So this is a perfectly reverse engineered example for you. So here at LKR Social Media, we have free Facebook cheat sheets. As you can see, they're basically a PDF download that you get, and it's super clear just from the visuals kind of what it's going to look like. And for myself, I have the quiz or the website checkup, which is basically an assessment that people go through a number of questions, and based on those questions, I decipher the top 3 things that their websites need to be improved for to get better results, to get more traffic and convert and make more money. So I put them through this process, and then they get onto different lists on my email system, and I send them the perfect follow-up and content and training specific to what they need. So again, this is all about making something so useful that somebody really, really wants to get it. So over time, you will develop multiple offers to join your list. So every new ebook or webinar or video series or launch or special report will basically be creating a new door for people to walk in to your email list through. So there's a couple of different ways you can handle that. You can definitely keep all of these places open because people will probably be tweeting about them, Facebook messaging about them, sharing and linking, and basically just being spread all over the internet, which is great. So the one thing I will caution around that is that you'll want to budget time to maintain or refresh these pages, because you'll see that, you know, if you've been in business for a couple of years, there are pages on your site that you might not really pay attention to, but that are still really important and that need to be maintained and kept up to date, especially as things change quickly in the online world. On the other hand, you could also bundle all of these different things that you're creating into a sort of a library functionality. So you have all of your best stuff in one place so that people can opt in for. So here's a quick example of that. So here I had 3 different ebooks that I used for different launches and different programs that I was creating and selling. And they were all free, available on the web, but on different websites and different pages. So it wasn't really easy for people to find them and get access to all of them. So I put them all on one page called the library, where people can just sign in and they'll get all 3 of these as soon as they sign up. All right, so now let's take a look at the keys to an offer page that converts. So why am I calling it an offer page? So I really want you to create at least one page on your website that has your offer front and center without any distractions. So we're going to talk about other ways to get people to opt in on a website and where you should be placing your opt-in offers. But this is a specific page that could be called a squeeze page or a landing page that has nothing other than your opt-in on it. So the first thing is, what's in it for them? So I really want you to think as your customer. Put yourself in your customer's shoes. Give away your best stuff and figure out how to communicate it to them. So one of the questions I get the most about giving away your best stuff is, well, if I do that, I won't have anything left to sell. And obviously it depends on your business model. I know, you know, if you're an artist, if you're giving away art, then people might not buy art. And that's kind of one of the fears that I've heard. But here's the thing, you're going to be educating people as they join your list about your work. So you don't necessarily have to give away your art, but you can educate them about your process for how you go about creating art, where you get your inspiration from, how you put your ideas together, and how you really come up with the art that you do create. And that can definitely be one of the things that you talk about or that you give away. Another thing might be a guide to hanging art in your house. You can really think about what would your ideal clients need to know before they bought your art? or what would your ideal clients need to know before they worked with you? Those are really important things, and it can really allow you to get them to set that foundation before they ever start working with you. So that can be your best stuff. It can be that step before they work with you, that step before they buy your product, so that they have that foundational piece, and it's not like it overarches or crosses over with what you're going to be selling exactly. So when I say give your best stuff, what I really want you to do is be generous and offer something that they will get results from. So a lot of times we want results when we're browsing the web. You know, if we're on a website, it's because we're looking for something. And sometimes we just happen to be browsing and just being social and hanging out and finding cool things through other websites. But even then, there's a reason that we're on the web. And if you can address that and solve a problem for them or give them a result that they're looking for, they're a lot more likely to jump on your email list. So one of the things that you can do to really find out what people want and what your ideal clients would like from you is to actually talk to them and figure out what words they use to describe what they're looking for. So if you are a web designer, you can ask them, you know, what would have helped you before you hired a web designer? You can also ask, you know, what would you like to learn about web design before you ever needed to hire someone? You can also ask, what are the pitfalls? What are the things that you're afraid of? What are the things that you love the most about all the different things that you do, so that you can really know how to educate people and talk about your offer? And again, I'm saying all of this because, you know, we're reverse engineering what you're offering for free, but also because you need to be offering something that will actually help people. So if you ask them what they would have liked to get help from you, then obviously you'll be able to create that more easily. Next, we have social proof. So you might have seen in the examples that I've showcased so far, a lot of people have little icons of places that they've been featured or quoted in or spoken at. And there's a reason for that. So when somebody goes to a website and they need to decide to take action, they will look to see if other people have taken action before them. So that means that if they see that the site has been featured prominently, then they'll be like, okay, I kind of trust this site. That's a great thing. You can also use quotes from big names in your industry and everyday folks who love what you do. So the benefit of that is that people can relate with the other people who are just like them, and that way they'll be like, okay, yes, this is for me. And you can also use those big names to just, again, give you social proof and prove that you know what you're talking about, and you're just, you know, you have a little bit more credibility in that way. Another great way to show social proof is to show how many subscribers you currently have, if it's a decent number and you're proud of it. So, you know, if you have 5 subscribers, I wouldn't put, you know, join 5 subscribers. But if you're, you know, in the thousands and that feels good for you, and of course you have to feel comfortable sharing that information, I think that's a great way to go to entice more people to join. And I would also say that there's a benefit to also putting social sharing icons and how many people have shared your site. So if you've got, you know, hundreds of people sharing your site all the time, showing that, you know, this site has been shared 100 and something times is also a great way to give people a little nod that, you know, you have some credibility and what you're offering is legitimate. Next is urgency or relevancy. So you really want to explain to people why they want to jump on this offer now. A lot of us just are so busy and there's not much time to dabble or basically figure out whether we want to join or not. So you really need to give them compelling reasons to join. So one of the things you can do is to switch up your offers seasonally if that fits with your business. And this really also helps with ad blindness. So ad blindness is what happens when you're looking at a website and you tend to ignore certain portions of the page because you've seen them before. So either it's because you've been to the site before and you kind of know, oh, that's like an ad, or that opt-in I've seen before, you kind of just ignore them completely. Or it's because you're kind of in a busy mode and you're just ignoring those spots that tend to have more of an advertising feel to them. The other thing is to use timed events with real scarcity in dates. So things like webinars are an awesome way to do that, or live calls, because they do have a date in the calendar. So, you know, if you're not there, you're not going to get it. And sometimes you do have a recording, but not all the time. So that's why it's important to have a couple of scarcity things or things that are timed and more event-based so that you can kind of drive this urgency or relevancy thing. And the cool thing about live events and webinars is that you can also tailor them to the time of the year, and that also makes people pay attention. So back in my healthy eating days, I would have a Halloween webinar and then a Christmas webinar and basically just around the seasons, and that was really helpful for people. So here's another example. Holly Thompson here has seasonal recipes for winter for age-proof beauty. And I think that's just such a great way to keep people on their toes and to offer great value throughout the year. And as people come back to her site over and over, they'll just opt in because they may have not been interested in the previous offer, but now they know, oh, winter, that's harder to eat healthy, so let me do that. So that's just another great example for you. Next, we have a clear call to action. So you need to tell people exactly what you want them to do. So your sign-up button needs to actually be really intuitive, and you don't want them to wonder what they need to do next. So use words like free instant access, send me, you know, the ebook or whatever it is that you're offering, click here to get started, sign up for free updates, get it. Those are all really clear. You're telling them exactly what you want them to do, and they don't have to figure out, okay, what should I do next? It's just super obvious and intuitive. And you also want to include a call to action that says, put your name and email in the box below or whatever it is, because sometimes people just don't know what they have to do. And if they're not super internet savvy or web savvy, they might not know what to do. So it really depends on your market here, but sometimes you actually do have to say that in order to get them to understand what they need to do to join your list. Set expectations. So this one is really important because you want to tell people what they can expect when they join your list. You want to tell them how many emails they'll get, whether that's like weekly, bi-weekly, monthly, or even daily. And if you do offer daily emails, not everyone is going to be ready for that many emails. So make sure they have options so that they can just sign up for once a week or once a month instead of daily. Because sometimes people just want to be kept in the loop, but they just don't have as much time to read everything that you send them. You'll also want to mention what kinds of emails people are going to be getting, whether it's promotional, videos, webinars. Just let them know what they can expect from you. So here's an example from AppSumo. And AppSumo is basically an email that they send with new promotions. So they really tell you upfront what you're getting. We promote great products to help you kick ass at work. It's pretty obvious, pretty straightforward. And another thing I really love about this page is that it literally has no distractions. That arrow down in the bottom is what you click when you actually want to get to the website. And this entire page is basically the front page of their website. So anytime you go to any of their blog posts, this is what you'll see. And you actually need to click that arrow at the bottom to actually see the content. So this is kind of like a pop-up or like a popover. It basically hides everything. And it kind of gates the entire site so that you have to join, or at least you don't have to, but most people do join when they see this because they think, oh, I need to opt in to get this content. And that's definitely working really well for AppSumo. Next, we have no distractions. So that previous example is a perfect way to think about no distractions. You want to have a clean design, and you can use subtle arrows to guide people's eyes. So not too many super crazy arrows, but just a couple of arrows towards the opt-in buttons or kind of just guiding people's eyes so that they actually look at the opt-in. One thing I like to recommend is doing the squint test on your page to make sure your opt-in is prominent. So what that means is taking a step back away from your computer and then squinting your eyes a little bit. And if you don't see the button that you have to click to opt in, then you didn't do a very good job and you need to improve the look and feel of your opt-in. So that's basically what you want to take a look at. Make sure that it has high contrast, it's big enough, and that people will know to click on it. I also recommend that if you have any videos on an opt-in page, that you keep them down to a minute or two maximum so that people don't feel overwhelmed or, you know, kind of click their back button before they get to the end of the video. Otherwise, they might not even make it to the opt-in offer in your video. Here's another example of an opt-in page that has great social proof. It has the number of shares and tweets and likes, and then it has a cool background that's totally connected to the content. And although that video is about 4 minutes, it actually, you don't even need to watch it to decide to opt in or not, because you have that content on the side that tells you what you're gonna get. So if you do have a video, make sure that you also explain what they get outside the video if somebody's busy and they just wanna know, yes or no, should I join the list? So once you have your opt-in page created, I recommend having everybody go to this page when you're doing guest posts, tweets, or press opportunities, or even ads. Because what you want is you want to funnel them through this one page that's super optimized and that you can learn how to split test and improve over time so that you know exactly how it's converting. So this landing page is really focused. It doesn't have a ton of navigation. It doesn't have distractions to bring people back to other parts of your website. It's really, its main focus is to get people to join your list. You can also link to this page from your site's navigation bar, and that will also kind of guide people through and get them to opt in even more often. So here's a heat map from the Google Ads department. So Google has done a lot of research, obviously, on how people interact with the web, and you can actually see the heat map from your website under Google Analytics. And this is just kind of a general view of how people look at websites. So the hottest parts, or like the more orange parts, are the ones that people actually pay attention to. So white here in this case are parts that people ignore. So I don't recommend putting your opt-ins in those white areas, except that sometimes you can kind of get away with it if you're breaking the rules. So these are obviously for ad placement, and those are basically the places that people read when they get to a website. So obviously most people check out the header very quickly, then they just go straight to the content and start reading that content. So it's important to know that those are hot spots for putting your opt-ins on your main website or your blog. So here are some of the top spots that you can put your opt-in on your website. The idea is that you want to avoid ad blindness as much as possible. So you want to put these opt-ins in the prime spots on your website. So that means pretty much where you would put a blog post is where you would want to put an opt-in. And that's worked really, really well for me over the years. You can also put it right up in the header or where the navigation bar usually is. Those are also great places because people are used to how most websites are designed. And when they go there and they see a place to opt in, it kind of surprises them, but they actually pay attention and it helps them to actually make that choice to opt in or not. Also, another great place is right underneath the blog post, because if they've spent all this time reading your blog post, then they're a lot more likely to join your list at that point. And one of the places that's the most common is actually in the right-hand sidebar, but obviously it's not the most ideal location, and here's why. When you're looking at a website on a mobile device, most of the time people are zooming in and they won't see those sidebars at all. Unless you have your website designed for mobile with a responsive web design, which I do highly recommend, then people are just going to be ignoring parts of your site entirely, like the sidebar, because they're going to be zooming in to actually read content. So that's one of the things that you need to watch out for, is you need to make sure that people can actually see your opt-ins on your website when they're on a mobile device or a tablet. So make sure to test your site on different devices and screen sizes. So here are my recommended plugins and more ways to showcase your offer. So your mission here with how to get people to join your list on your website is really to break the mold. So what do I mean by that? What I mean is that you need to think outside the box and place your opt-ins in different ways, different formats, so that people don't see them as just an ad or just an opt-in. The more you can make them merge with your site, look beautifully integrated, and also kind of stand out from ads or other things that people might be trying to ignore on a website, the more likely people will pay attention and want to opt in. So this example is from Laura Belgray's website, And it's a little corner on the page in the top right corner that when your mouse hovers over it, it will actually open up like that. And when you click on it, you go to her opt-in page, her squeeze page. So this is something that not a lot of websites do. It's kind of different. It's kind of funny. And it totally goes with the theme of her website with shrimps. But basically, the idea is that you want to have something that stands out and is a little bit more interactive. So usually this corner is folded over and you basically just see the mouth of the shrimp in the corner. So this is a great idea if you want to do something a little different. And again, it kind of stands out from the usual opt-ins. So as you can see, she also has an opt-in in the right-hand column. So it's a great thing to also have there because not everyone is going to go over and hover. So definitely more opt-ins in different spots so that people will see them is a great way to do it. So this is netted by the Webbies. So this is kind of a different angle because they have a daily email service, and what they're saying is don't miss tomorrow, sign up. And I love this for a number of reasons. One is that it really tells you you're getting daily emails, they're unmissable, you're going to get the best sites, apps, and online stuff to make your life better. And they also show you the kind of stuff that they have sent out previously. So you can take a look at what kind of stuff they have and see if you like it. So it's not completely behind a wall, but you also know that you're getting a daily email. So you're basically getting the convenience instead of visiting the website every day. So you can also see it's super clean and clear. It basically just has that opt-in and it has a little arrow, which as we talked about earlier, can help guide people's eyes so that they do opt-in and they don't just kind of skim over the opt-in box. So this example is from the Heart Made blog by Mai Carles. And what I like about it is that it really works to integrate with the look and feel of the site. So it says, sign up for more Pixie, go, it's free. It's really easy. It really looks clean and crisp and it matches the colors of the site. And it's pretty much where the navigation bar would be on a regular website. So it really makes you pay attention. And I think when you squint, it totally passes the squint test because the go button totally stands out and you also kind of know, okay, you got to put your name and email to get signed up. Okay, so this is a pop-up by Amy Porterfield. So what I love about this and pop-ups in general is that you don't have to clutter your site with a bunch of opt-ins, but you can still get people to opt in. Once they've opted in, you can put a cookie on their computer that will not show that pop-up again for at least a year. So that's pretty amazing when you can actually get this tailored to who the person is visiting your site. So if they've been to your site before, but they didn't opt in, then they'll probably see the pop-up again every 2 weeks. So you can really specify that in those settings. But otherwise, it will pop up and, you know, ask again. If they've been to your site a couple times, then they probably like what you have to offer. So what you're creating here in your opt-in offer, in your pop-up, is likely to work for you. So I like this for a number of reasons. Again, it has, Amy has been featured in, has all the cool logos of companies she's been featured in. It has free instant access as the opt-in button. And it has her picture, which definitely also brings in more of that know, like, and trust factor, which is awesome. And then the headline at the top really speaks to what people want. They want Facebook page that helps them make sales. So it's perfectly targeted. It uses language that people are looking for, and it's bound to work like gangbusters. Another thing I really love about this opt-in is that it has a couple of different things that you're going to learn. So it tells you specifically with those bullet points what you can expect from this opt-in. So I recommend a couple of different opt-in plugins for pop-ups. So I'm going to share those in the resources on this page. I'm not going to go over them right now because they have different functionalities and I'll let you try them out. So this is a plugin called What Would Seth Godin Do? And it's an example of a great way, again, to tailor your site based on who's visiting it. So what it allows you to do is put a little box like the one here at the top or bottom of a blog post. And based on whether they've been there or not already in the last couple of weeks, then you can offer something different. So what I don't recommend is having people join your feed reader. I totally recommend having them opt into your email list. I totally recommend having them opt into your email list instead. So what you can do is actually put a link to that landing page that we talked about in your box here at the top. And that's a great way. And if they're already opted in, you can actually completely hide this box so that you don't bother anyone. Or you can show something completely different so you can actually give them something else. You could thank them for coming back. And it's just a great way to tailor your site and let people know that you appreciate them for coming back again. So this is an opt-in form at the bottom of a blog post, and it's based on Marie Forleo's website. So she has first name and email, sign up, and it's at the bottom of each of her blog posts. And this one works really, really well, like I said, because you've been reading a blog post of hers, and then the most obvious thing to do after that is obviously to join the email list. So it's a great way to turn your content into content that converts and helps you grow your list. So this can be achieved either through the WordPress theme that you're using or a plugin that I like called Magic Action Box. And I will have a link to that in the resources below as well. This is another great way to get people to opt in without having a really glaring opt-in on your front page. So the page is gold metal bodies, and it has a video on that left-hand side underneath that box there. And then when you click the click to join now, it's free button, this little pop-up happens to open up here and it grays the rest of the page out. So what I like about this is that it uses a light box, which is what these boxes are called, but it's triggered by the reader or the user. So it's not something that pops up automatically, but it actually comes up when somebody wants to learn more about joining. So this is a great way to just quickly get people on your list without annoying them with pop-ups. And it's also a great example of having a tutorial video and also using arrows and bullet points here that I really like and that has people paying attention and wanting to join. Next, we have the Hello Bar. And Hello Bar is basically that orange box at the very top of the page. And it's a great way to highlight your opt-in for a number of reasons. One is that you can split test different headlines or different titles to get people to join your list. You can also highlight specific offers. So if you were to drive this to an opt-in page, you could also replace it with a sale that you're having or with a launch that you're doing. And it's basically just an unobtrusive way of getting people to check out a specific page on your site. And it basically pops up at the top of your page and just kind of sits there at the very top. And it allows you to try different colors and try different links and kind of split test to see if it works or if it doesn't. So that's another great tool that you can start playing around with so that people actually read what you have to say and you can kind of send them to your opt-in page that way. So this here is another example of having your opt-in front and center. So what I like about this example, obviously it's my website, but I like that it basically has a picture of somebody looking at the opt-in. So there's scientific evidence of people who look at websites and have pictures of other people on those websites and who follow the gaze of the people in those pictures. So what happens is that as human beings, we look at what other people are looking at. So if you've ever walked by a building and looked at somebody who is looking at the very top of the building, you might wonder what they're looking at and look up yourself. So that's kind of the same principle, but it works for your website and it can help you fine tune and kind of get more people to pay attention to your opt-ins. So if you have a picture of yourself, it's definitely a great way to get your eyes to point to your opt-in. And you can also use other people's pictures. You can kind of split test and see what pictures will work best. But that's definitely one way to enhance the opt-in on your site. The other thing that's important here is that this is the main page on my website. And because for me, building my list is one of the key metrics to my business. If I grow my list, then I make more sales and all that good stuff. So for me, it makes total sense to have that front and center on my website instead of just on another page. I do have clearly a page that's just for the website checkup, but then this page is also where a lot of people land first when they get to my website or want to check me out. So that's why it's important for me to have that front and center on my blog and my website. All right, so now that we've talked about offers, in the next module, we're going to be talking about follow-up and how to get more people to share your opt-in offers, and also what to do once you have people on a list so that they do become fans and really customers and clients. So thanks again for watching, and I will catch you next time in the next video.